The deal to lease Cincinnati's parking facilities is moving forward with apparently no way to stop it. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the status of the deal and what it will mean to the upcoming election for mayor. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So remind us what happened last week that allowed the deal to be signed.
Well, there was a lot that happened last week. Number one, the First District Court of Appeals refused to issue a stay on their ruling that ordinances passed by emergency clause were not subject to referendum. So the city manager, Milton Dehoney, saw that as a green light to sign the agreement, and he did almost immediately. Now, there was some resistance from the Port Authority, which is going to actually run the operation and lease it out to private companies. They wanted some assurances that they wouldn't get their budget or their money cut from the city. But they signed the agreement as well. So it's all signed, sealed, delivered, and apparently ready to go.
Now, it seems like there always is just one more appeal. Can it be appealed to the Supreme Court? What could happen?
Yes. The plaintiffs in the case, the opponents of the parking lease agreement, can and will go to the Ohio Supreme Court and ask them to take up the case. The Ohio Supreme Court does not have to do that. They can refuse to hear it. If they did hear it, it might take months, you know, for an appeal through the Ohio Supreme Court. It seems highly unlikely at this point that the Ohio Supreme Court is going to, number one, step in, number two, reverse the appeals court.
Now, if they did, would that put everything on hold if they decided to take the case?
Well, it'd be difficult because it'd probably be past the filing deadline for a ballot issue on the November ballot. So, you know, it would be almost a moot point at that juncture.
So it is moving forward, but there was a bit of a fight and some political maneuvering down at City Hall last week. What happened?
Yes, there was. A number of council members, you know, wanted to either repeal this parking lease ordinance or rewrite the whole thing or both. P.G. Sittenfeld came into the council meeting with a motion. He thought that he had five members of council signing this motion to repeal this parking lease agreement. So he started raising some parliamentary questions. Mayor Mark Mallory, who presides over council meetings, kept ruling him out of order. And then he asked Mallory if we can have a roll call vote under a fairly obscure rule of council to overturn the chairman's decision. And there was a whole lot of hubbub that went on and little side conferences. And about 20 minutes later, they took the roll call vote. And one of the council members whom Sittenfeld had been counting on, Lori Quinlivan, voted with the mayor to uphold his ruling that this was not an appropriate subject for the council meeting because it wasn't on the agenda. So that died, you know, before it was even born.
And with all that talking that was going on and everything, you talked in your column yesterday that the mayor sort of had Lori Quinlivan's ear?
Yes, he did. He pulled her aside and had a good long chat. And from what I saw, he did most of the talking and she did most of the listening.
No, we're talking about the mayor. This is his final term, the election for a new mayor of Cincinnati coming up this year. What role is this whole discussion about parking going to play in the mayor's race?
Well, I think it's going to be a big issue. I mean, there's clearly a lot of public opposition to this just based on the fact that the people who are opposed, it didn't take them long at all to get thousands and thousands of signatures to put this on the ballot. So it seems to be an unpopular decision. You've got the two principal candidates for mayor, John Cranley and Roxanne Qualls, on opposite sides. Cranley opposed to it, Qualls in favor of it. It cannot help but be a campaign issue in the mayor's race.
Now, Roxanne Qualls has officially filed her paperwork. Jim Burns has officially filed his paperwork. You mentioned John Cranley. That paperwork's coming?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's filing. And Thursday at 4 p.m. is the final deadline for mayoral candidates to file. There will probably be four, possibly five candidates on the September ballot, primary ballot. Top two vote getters in that election then go on to face each other in the fall. You have to think that Qualls and Cranley, given their history and given their popular support in the past, are going to be those two candidates.
But that will mean a primary.
It will mean a primary. It'll mean a cost for the city.
And what does that cost?
Well, approximately $400,000. Now, the city's budgeted for this, but it is an expense that the county will take, and then they will bill the city for it.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning, and you can read his column and blog at WVXU.org. It's 8:40.